Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie.
Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Fast Zeits at Ridgemont Geist, courtesy of Johnny Davis. You've done it again, sir. I'm Jack. That's Miles. This
Please
is what's trending. There's a lot trending.
A lot going on, I guess.
President left a bunch of supporters stranded in the cold.
And they'll still vote for him.
You couldn't
have a fucking something more on the nose about this man literally will leave your ass stranded in the freezing cold. And he'll be like, it's not his fault.
Yeah. Teresa Lee was saying it's like very clear, like rhythm of abusive relationships where like the person withholds their affection and you like pursue them because.
Right.
Because you want to achieve their affection again. Anyways, well,
it's all a bunch of people with like fractured relationships with their parents, like projecting right. on each other. But like now in a political sense, too, where Donald Trump's is everyone's emotionally unavailable father.
Yeah. Why do old people love him so much? That's very strange.
Because he doesn't use words like emotions or like he's not. He still exists in the reality where, like, people should be like, I don't know, man. You know, Bill's been kind of messed up since the war. Rather than, like, he has post-traumatic stress disorder. You know what I mean? Because back then, it's just, I think it's just different sets of how to, like, explain the world or people's behavior. And it's just, like, it's easier when Donald Trump will just be like, that scientist's a bum. Rather than, like,
you know. What a broken generation. The Trump Biden fridge quiz was trending from the New York Times. They put up a picture and you had to guess based on the picture of the contents of someone's fridge, whether it was a Trump voter or a Biden voter. One of the dumbest things I've ever seen on the New York Times. Like, you can't obviously tell shit about anyone's politics based on anything. Like, this is almost like it's a... Feels like it could be a piece of satire of the New York Times' election coverage where they go to like Pennsylvania and say like on the ground, it's feeling like there's a lot of Trump supporters like from in front of a Trump supporter's house. It's like, yeah, well, you're using like a one-off story, like one-off anecdote to
I just look make if that they observation. Have, I look if they have Heinz ketchup or Hunt's ketchup.
Wait, who's Hunt's ketchup?
The Trump like a Trump fridge. There was one fridge just now that had Hunt's ketchup, and I said, that's Trump. And it was.
And it was right?
Wow.
Yeah, someone was actually telling me, I think it was a listener, I feel so bad. I think it was on the Discord, but somebody was saying how their aunt, their conservative aunt, since 2004 has boycotted Heinz.
Because John Kerry. Kerry. Wow.
So, I forgot. People are petty with their fucking ketchup. So,
yeah. Yo, I will gladly take that as a liberal product or a progressive product.
Right.
Wow. That sucks for Trump supporters. Anyways, the New York Times is dog shit. The Dodgers won the World Series.
Yes.
In what was one of the. Did you watch this game?
Yeah, baby.
That was one of the strangest games of anything I've ever seen. Yeah. Okay. So, first of all, the Devil Rays, Tampa, pulled a guy who was pitching maybe the greatest game I've ever seen someone pitch.
Blake Snell was fucking us up. Like
the Dodgers looked so like silly, like they'd never held a baseball bat. Like that's how nasty his stuff was. And then they pulled him while he was still just like embarrassing the Dodgers, and they immediately got the winning runs. It was like, yeah. That was like the second time in this series where the manager like seemed to be making a decision that everyone in the park, like the announcers as it was happening, was like, this is,
What's that movie? There's like one of those parody films where a character does something and then they show like everyone on Earth slapping their forehead in disbelief. Yeah, yeah. It's like Naked Gun or something like that. Yeah, which is like, what? Right. Yeah, we've had these pitching decisions. People are like, what the? Oh my God. No. Like the collective fan bases were in disbelief. But yeah.
Where they brought Jansen in the ninth inning in game four in a game that like they just kept like going back and forth with the win. And they bring in the guy who has like a long history of blowing leads. But apparently that's something that like sports analysts are saying is happening more and more because managers have gotten like gone too far in the Moneyball direction where they're just like going off of like numerics and not like watching the game with their eyes.
Right. And that's why I felt like I saw a few articles about how the sabermetrics era is like ending quite rapidly now because we're starting to see like an over reliance on it versus just like your instincts as a manager.
I mean, it's like it should be a balance like anything. Like,
yeah. I think it's better for identifying players. Like,
yeah, for sure.
Rather than like when you're in game, I feel like that's where you have to have that X factor of experience as a player, manager, whatever within the game to be like, there's another vibe to this that cannot be just sort of fleshed out through statistics alone.
The main thing that sabermetrics, I think, like its big legacy is that these guys now have like supernaturally good sense of when a pitch is in the strike zone or not. Like that's
right.
That's such a valuable thing that's like kind of boring, like a guy who walks a lot, but it's like so important. And
they
figured that out, like to value that.
Shout out to, you know, Mookie Betts too. That was just a great way to cap it off.
We knew it. We called it. Mookie Betts, great bowler, great athlete, and used his athleticism to win the game for the Dodgers by basically it was like a not he didn't steal home, but like the dude like grounded out like to 10 feet in front of home plate. It
was gone.
Yeah, and Betts was like, it wasn't even close. He was already across home plate and celebrating.
What about the confusing part of the night when they go, coming in at third base is Edwin Rios.
Yeah.
We don't know what's going on with Justin Turner.
The Dodgers, like, if he's not their best player, he's like top three. One of their best hitters, great third baseman, which is like a position that like you really need to be locked up, especially in the late innings of an like deciding World Series game. And they pull him. He's not on the field. He's not in the dugout. Like, he didn't injure himself. Everyone's like, what the fuck just happened? And then after the win, we find out that he had tested positive for COVID in the eighth inning. And then moments later, he was back on the field celebrating without a mask on. It was like, what the fuck is actually happening right now?
He's superhuman. He must have the Trump vaccine. That's why he was out there, folks. That's what you can do. You can test positive for COVID in the 8th, be out there by the end of the 9th, and you're fucking celebrating, Matt. It's, what are they going to do? Like, is the team going to quarantine now? Because your man's
they
is out there.
All, yeah.
But who knows, the way these teams act and these businesses are moving, that they're like, I don't know, what, we're going to keep Justin Turner in Texas when we got to get back home? Like, what the, I don't know. I really,
yeah.
That was a very fucked up moment where you're like, oh yeah. My God. Like, God.
I
of
mean,
course.
Baseball players, I've said it before, are known for being the dumbest athletes, you know, because just generally, like, they don't have a big, like, college sports scene. Like, people don't, like, watch the College World Series. So, like, it's just people get drafted out of high school and just,
right,
you know.
If you're a baller, dude, you didn't play college ball because you got drafted out of high school. I remember, yeah. Like, we had a lot of Mike Stanton, Giancarlo Stanton went to my high school.
And it's also not a very, like, cerebral game, I feel like. I feel like sometimes, like, overthinking it can, like, fuck you up a little bit.
Yeah, but, like, this whole thing of, like, that's how I remember all the baseball players talked, like, you know, when everyone's, like, announcing what they're doing, and then you're like, oh, shit, dude, you got this dude's a baller. Oh, he's going, where's he going? Fullerton? All right, we'll see. I mean, you know, the owner knocked out, but, like, homeboy got drafted by the Yankees. There's a kid who went to my high school, got drafted by the Yankees.
Like, out of
2000.
High school?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It did not work out.
Yeah. I mean, it rarely does, but...
No, but it's funny how often you see that, like, in your mind, you're like, oh, shit, but you realize a lot of people get drafted out of high school.
Yeah. Yeah. Doesn't cost them all that much, because the draft is, like, 20 rounds. It was also... were you off celebrating, or did you stick around to hear the commissioner of
no.
the league? The commissioner gets on mic, and they're saying that it was because he had, like, a weird earpiece, like, PA, like, delay thing going on. He sounded shit-faced. Like, he sounded so drunk. I've never heard someone, like, on TV just sound, because he would be like he would, like, start just, like, slurring in the middle of a word. And he was also, like, there was a moment where... when he was first introduced, like, couldn't speak for how loud the boos were in this stadium that was, like, 10% full. It was just an incredibly entertaining game that was very strange and very 2020 in how weird and fucked up it was.
There you go.
Jack Dorsey's trending because he's got a long beard now.
He's got a long fucking beard. Twitter, depending on what part of Twitter you're on, it's either been like, yo, what's up with Jack Dorsey's beard? Or it's like political Twitter with, like, yo, Ted Cruz is putting him to the sword because he's like, who made you the god gatekeeper of what people can decide is news? Because, like, their whole thing is like, why'd you snuff out the fake ass Hunter Biden story on Twitter? Like, they're still so mad at that because they were hoping that was going to catch. But the facts remain, it was just a straight bullshit story. So he's really going in on that right now and, you know, many other things. But Jack Dorsey is like, oh, no, Twitter doesn't help decide elections in any way. Mm. I mean, you know, that tracks and doesn't track at the same time.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure there will be some manner of fallout. Adele, Skepta. They are officially dating. You love to see it.
Oh, really? Look at that couple. North London lovers. Love it. The two Tottenham, the kids from Tottenham, just making it honest. Skepta has a sick Nike. He has his Nike collabs are dope. I gotta just keep, you know, Skepta wants to hit me up with that Air Max 97 with the iridescent upper, you know, hit me up. But yeah, wow. I think that's, like, such a great music combo. If you don't, you know, like, if you don't know about Adele, check out Skepta, because Mans is ill. And yeah. I hope they have, like, a fucking next level collab album.
Yeah, that would be so dope.
Yeah.
Watch the Thrones with Adele and Skepta.
Yeah, and Skepta? Wow. But Skepta's like, he's like actually being opportunistic because he wants to be a singer. He's like, man, people just know me as a rapper, man. But I'm really like a tenor is what people don't know.
Right. The stock market is falling, is in free fall today, earlier today, because of COVID and just, you know, continuing bad news on that front. Infections going up, deaths going up, Europe having to shut down, America just ignoring the whole thing.
We're throwing our hands up is the official policy now. I'm honestly, we're turning, guys.
We're turning the corner.
We're not getting this under control. I'm going to be real with you guys. So we just got to let this thing play out. What the fuck are you talking about?
And Miles Taylor is trending, who I didn't know who that was. But it turns out that we now know the identity of the chicken shit who wrote that anonymous New York Times op-ed where he was, you know, talking all the shit about, like, you don't know, like, how wild and awful it is inside the Trump administration. But then, you know, wasn't doing anything about it other than writing op-eds.
Right. Wow. Well, I hate that his name is Miles. You know what I mean? Get the fuck out of here, Miles Taylor, with your weak-ass anonymous op-ed. I mean, his, like, whole Twitter's like, yeah, guys, hopefully you won't remember that I was at DHS with Kirstjen Nielsen then.
Who we worked for. Yeah.
But, you know, but I wrote this op-ed cowardly, and I didn't really do much while I was there. But I did write the op-ed. And I'll tell you after the fact that Trump was asking us to develop plans on how to, like, gas and shoot migrants who were seeking asylum at the border. So,
yeah, he was saying,
but that would have been so bad.
The
huh?
bins are full.
Yeah.
Was what Trump was saying. That was the thing that pushed him over the line. Anyways, those are the things that are trending. That is going to do it for us for this afternoon. We're back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other, be kind to yourselves, wash your hands, wear a mask, stay inside, don't do nothing about white supremacy. We'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.